This is a download from the BBC. For more information about this and other downloads from School Radio, go to bbc.co.uk/schoolradio.
Yo ho ho, me hearties! My name's Nigel. Pleased to meet you. Can you tell where we are today? Listen carefully to the sounds and be ready to say what you can hear. There's a seagull. And waves lapping gently on the beach. And children playing. We're at the seaside. And today, we're going to set sail on a big adventure. But first, let me introduce you to the ship's monkey, Suki.
Hello, everyone.
So, Suki, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All aboard!
We're standing on the deck of our ship, the Jolly Jack, and we're sailing out to sea. Ah, it's such a lovely day. Now, where's Suki gone? Suki? Suki, where are you?
I'm up here.
Where? Oh, there! Right at the top of the mast with all those seagulls. What are you doing, Suki?
I'm looking through my telescope and searching for treasure.
Oh, can you see anything?
I can see the beach. Oh, and the lighthouse. But it's all getting further and further away.
As we head out to sea, we're going on a voyage to the Golden Island. The captain's got an ancient treasure map, and he sure will find something. Listen to the start of today's song. It's all about a big sailing ship, just like this one. Off we go, Suki!
Woohoo, yeah!
The big ship sails on the Alley Alley O. The Alley Alley O. The Alley Alley O. The big ship sails on the Alley Alley O. On the last day of September.
Let's sing the first verse of The big ship sails on the Alley Alley O. Ready? And
the big ship sails on the Alley Alley O. The Alley Alley O. The Alley Alley O. The big ship sails on the Alley Alley O. On the last day of September.
That was fun, Nigel.
Yes. Perhaps you can hear how the words big ship sails are all on the same note. Listen. Big ship sails. Everyone sing and clap these notes with us. Ready and big ship sails.
That was fun.
Suki? Suki? Oh, she's off again up the rigging. Climb the rigging. I know. Let's add that to our song. So the next part goes like this.
Climb the rigging. Climb the rigging. Climb the rigging. Climb the rigging.
I hope you noticed how I sang exactly the same words and music four times. I repeated them. And after each, climb the rigging, there's also a rest. A rest is a pause or silence when you don't sing. So join in now from climb the rigging. Ready and
climb.
Well, done.
Watch out, Nigel. Here comes the captain.
What's going on here?
Oh, nothing, Captain. Everything's shipshape.
Glad to hear it. And what's this young monkey up to?
Look out, duty, sir.
Well, make sure you look sharp. There's rocks in these here waters. We don't want to sink, do we? That would never, never do.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oof. The captain's gone.
Phew. Shall we put him in our song?
We could. Let's learn the next verse, verse 2. Have a listen.
The captain said it will never, never do. Never, never do. Never, never do. The captain said it will never, never do. On the last day of September.
Can you hear how in never, never do, the words and music are quite fast? Listen again. Never, never do. Let's sing that together. Ready? And
never, never do.
That's it. Now let's sing the whole of verse 2. Ready? And
the captain said it will never, never do. Never, never do. Never, never do. The captain said it will never, never do. On the last day of September.
Attention!
What are you doing, Suki?
I'm saluting the captain. Oh, salute the captain. Attention!
Good idea. Listen to the next part of verse 2.
Salute the captain. Salute the captain. Salute the captain.
Attention!
There are some rests again, aren't there, Nigel, where you don't sing?
That's right. They come after each salute the captain rest, rest. Salute the captain rest, rest. And then, after you've sung that three times, you say in your strictest captain's voice,
attention!
Now let's sing from Salute the Captain. Ready? And
Salute the Captain. Salute the Captain. Salute the Captain. Attention!
Fantastic! Are you okay, Suki?
I saw a rock in the water. We might sink.
Don't worry. I'm sure we won't. But the ship in our song does. Listen to the next verse.
The big ship sank to the bottom of the sea. The bottom of the sea. The bottom of the sea. The big ship sank to the bottom of the sea on the last day of September.
I wonder if you noticed anything different about this verse. Is it faster or slower? Be ready to say now if you know.
It's slower.
It is. So it sounds sad as the ship sinks down, down into the sea.
Oh, I'm scared. I hope our ship doesn't sink.
Don't worry, Suki. We're not sinking. Only the ship in our song. Let's sing this verse together now. So, sitting ready to sing. Ready and...
The big ship sank to the bottom.
Bottom of the sea, the big ship sank to the bottom of the sea on the last day of September.
Fantastic!
The big ship sank to the bottom of the sea.
Suki, you can uncover your eyes now. We haven't sunk.
Are you sure?
Of course. And we've all been singing so well that we deserve a rest.
Oh.
So relax now and listen to the first part of our story, The Fisherman and the Magic Fish.
Yeah.
It's about a fisherman called Frederick and a very unusual fish.
It was a sunny day by the sparkling sea. Frederick the fisherman was sitting on a rock trying to catch something with his fishing line, but he wasn't having much luck. Then, just as he began to doze off, the rod tugged sharply in his hands. Quick as a flash, he reeled in the line. Hanging on the end was a large, rather ugly fish with surprised-looking eyes. Cried Frederick, licking his lips as he took the fish from the line. My wife and I are starving hungry. We'll enjoy having you for our supper tonight.
But I taste horrid, replied the fish. And besides, I'm a magic fish. If you eat me, I won't be able to grant you wishes.
Frederick had never heard a fish talk before. He was so surprised, he dropped it back in the water. And off the fish swam with a big splash. When Frederick got home and told his wife Isabel what had happened, she was furious.
Why didn't you ask it to help us? She cried. Maybe it could have given us somewhere nicer to live.
The next day, Frederick went back to the rock. The sea was looking rather yellow and strange. But he hardly noticed as he sang a little rhyme out loud.
Oh, magic fish, swimming in the sea, hear my call and come to me.
Aha! The fisherman who set me free, said the magic fish as it popped its head up. How can I help you?
I hope you don't mind me asking, began Frederick. But please, can you turn our horrid hut into a cozy cottage?
The magic fish gave a little smile.
Go back home and see what you find, it said mysteriously.
Frederick couldn't believe his eyes when he returned. The hut had turned into a pretty cottage with a kitchen, a bedroom, and a sitting room. Outside was a yard full of hens and a vegetable garden.
It's wonderful, sighed Isabel.
That fish really is magic, cried Frederick.
They settled into their new home. But one morning, Isabel looked miserable.
Oh, I feel squashed in this tiny cottage, she sighed.
There's nowhere to put all my new fishing rods, agreed Frederick. I've got enough to fill a castle.
What a good idea, said Isabel. Why don't you ask the magic fish if we can have a castle?
Oh, magic fish, swimming in the sea, hear my call and come to me, sang Frederick next day.
Hello, Frederick, smiled the magic fish. How can I help you this time?
Could you turn our tiny cottage into a big roomy castle, please?
The fish fell silent.
Go back home and see what you find, it said at last.
When Frederick returned, Isabel was standing at the grand gates of an enormous castle.
Isn't this grand, Lady Isabel? Joked Frederick.
It is indeed, Lord Frederick, giggled his wife. Now we have everything we could possibly want.
Back by the rock, the magic fish raised its head above the waves.
We shall see, it said with a little wink.
I wonder what will happen to Frederick and Isabel.
We'll find out next time. But for now, let's learn verse 4 of our song. Do you remember how in verse 3, the ship sank and we sang slowly? Well, in this next verse, the music gets faster again as everyone has fun dipping their heads in the deep blue sea. Have a listen to Suki and me.
We all dip our heads in the deep blue sea, the deep blue sea, the deep blue sea. We all dip our heads in the deep blue sea on the last day of September.
Oh, this is fast again, isn't it, Nigel?
Yes, it's quite different to the slow music in the last verse when the ship sank. Let's all sing together now. Ready, and...
We all dip our heads in the deep blue sea, the deep blue sea, the deep blue sea. We all dip our heads in the deep blue sea on the last day of September.
Well done. We've reached the end of the song.
Salute the captain, attention! Oh, that was fun!
What a fantastic start to our voyage! That's the end of our voyage for today. But before we go, we've just got time for a musical game. First of all, you need to be in two groups, Group A and Group B. So, get into two groups now. First, Group A. You're going to sing some words from our song today. Climb the rigging. Climb the rigging. And in between each of these lines, you'll hear a rest or pause where you don't sing. Now, Group B, you're going to clap in the rest or pause between each climb the rigging. There are two beats to clap. Listen.
Climb the rigging.
Clap, clap.
Climb the rigging.
Clap, clap. Now let's put our singing, that's Group A, and our clapping, that's Group B, together. So, Group A, you start singing climb the rigging. And Group B, you clap the two beats like this. Ready, Group A? Ready, and...
climb the rigging.
Group B. Great! If you've got time, swap groups and do that again. You could even play your own percussion instruments in the rests. We'll be back again soon. Now, I wonder where Suki's gone. Can you guess?
I'm up here! Climb the rigging!
Climb the rigging!
Goodbye, everyone!